Olivia Rodrigo, all that driving, it was bound to happen. She got a parking ticket.
Yeah.
The true story.
I know. This girl.
Oh, I love it.
Man.
I can't get over how funny that is. We make fun of that song because it's like, well, she's still driving. Then she puts out another song and she's still driving in that song too.
Yeah.
And she's still upset about the other guy and she's still like, oh, what are you doing with the new one and all that. And we're like, you need to get over him and you need to like take an Uber.
Get out
you
of know, the car.
Like do something else.
I need to listen to this whole album.
She got a parking ticket. You can't make this up.
That's amazing.
I thought it was a joke. But she did own it. It was really funny. Olivia Rodrigo's on Instagram on her story. The City of Los Angeles parking violation. She goes, damn, all this driving stuff isn't all fun and games. It's so funny. So funny. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on Coast 93.1. Good morning. Okay, out of the three of us, who had the most parking tickets?
It's not me. I know that.
No?
No.
Well, Tightwad Todd was never going to...
No.
Tightwad Todd not wanting to pay for parking could get into a bind, you know.
No, I would pay. If I got a ticket, I would pay right away.
No. I mean, not wanting to pay for a garage, wanting to do the cheap street parking.
Yeah.
Because
that's the trouble I get into. It's one of my things. I do not go to a garage unless I absolutely have to.
Seriously?
No other options. Hate garage parking.
Wow.
It's a waste of money. Can park for 25 cents.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but if you can't find a spot and you're like running late, like we always are because I have a wife, then you have a problem.
God, Todd, you know, you almost went a whole show.
Oh, man. There was a time.
Tomorrow on the show, by the way, what thing did you say that got your wife pissed at you that sent you to the couch?
That'll be
number one.
That's a good topic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, Todd doesn't get parking tickets. Kel?
There was a time between Jay and I that I would go on and pay what I had to in order not for one of us to get the boot.
Yep.
Because, and the reason why is because I mean, there's really no reason for it, but between we both lived in Portland. I was in the band, so I would be parking on the side of the road
right.
and overnight, and then he would be working in Portland.
Okay.
And it would be just, oh my God, oh my God. And then there was this one time I parked in a handicap by accident, and I didn't know, and it was a $100 ticket. And
yeah.
I'm like,
dang.
I don't have $100 to spend on a parking ticket.
Todd's gotta go. Go do your thing, Todd.
So, yeah, there was a time in our lives that, like, I would just go on, like, once a month and be like, just so we don't get the boot, here's $15. And then event when we moved out of Portland, then it was like, okay.
And that worked? I thought the boot was based on how many you had, not, like, a dollar amount.
No, it was how many you had. So, like, it was a $15 ticket, so I'd pay off the cheapest ones and be like, all right, we're good for a little while. And then Jay would get one. I'm like, oh, my God! But there was no garages, and he would have to keep moving his car when he was working. It was one of those.
That's probably worse than me. I did rack it up to $400 at one point that I owed the city of Boston when I was in college.
Yeah.
That was because I lived in this area that was mostly resident parking, and I couldn't change my plate to get a resident sticker because my car was owned by my parents so that I could be on their insurance, their car insurance.
Oh.
And yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's not that at the time I couldn't change the registration because then I'd have to get my own insurance.
Yeah.
And I was able to stay on their car insurance while I was in college. So I couldn't change the plate. So I couldn't get a resident sticker. And this, I mean, if anyone knows Alston, Brighton, it's like, it's a lot of young people live there. A lot of college people live there. And if you have a resident sticker, you're fine. But if you don't, it's really limited parking.
Yeah.
So I kept getting it. Yeah. And then the car got towed once. And then, that was a nightmare. Oh, then you know what happened? Then it wouldn't start. So right, I forgot about this.
Oh, no.
So then it wouldn't start. So my dad drove up from Connecticut to help me figure it out.
Uh-huh.
So we end up getting it towed to like a halfway point in Connecticut so that it was still under the 100 miles for AAA towing. So it was still free. Or came with your membership.
Yeah.
And then it was at my dad's friend's house. And then the next day we towed it from there to where my parents lived.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then the other saga with it, this is my 96 Grand Am it was a great car, but then it had all these problems. And then we couldn't figure out what it was. And then I couldn't move it. So I couldn't move it.
Oh.
And it's got a ticket.
Yep.
And then it got another ticket, and then I think it got booted, and then we ended up towing it to the gas station to get a new battery because we thought that was the problem, and then it stalled out at the gas station, and then because I wasn't a customer at the gas station, we walked down the street to buy a battery, and then it got towed from the gas station parking lot because I wasn't a customer.
Oh, my God.
So the jerks at the gas station called the towing company within 10 minutes. And then it was sitting on the towing thing. And the jerk of a tow truck guy, and I'm sorry if you're a tow truck guy, I know this is probably actually what the policy is. He goes, well, it's already on the hitch, so I'm sorry. I can't take it off unless you pay. And I bet he totally pocketed the money, but maybe he did the right thing. I don't know. Either way, I was like, seriously? Like, this can't get any worse. I mean, I'm in college. I'm living off ramen.
No, I know.
You can't afford all these parking tickets and everything.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I'm still trying to be in my parents' insurance because I can't afford that.
Yep.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But, well, but checking it every month to prevent from being booted, you may have the record.
Yeah, it's definitely like he would work in Portland at Portland restaurants and there wasn't like a place for him to park.
No, I know. And that happened to me in Boston.
And it would be like feeding the meter. He would get a ticket for feeding the meter. But then he's like, I can't go anywhere else.
Right, but that's because the place didn't have a parking lot or he didn't go in a garage.
Correct.
At the end of the day, it probably would have cost less to go in a garage than it would have to pay the... Yeah.
Yep.
But you don't think of that.
Those were the days.
7-9 Coast. Anyone else? Can you beat that?